Hey, I just want to, I don't know, give a big shout out to my dear friends. They're called Big Pipe.
Oh, I've heard about them. I hear they're the best ever.
They're the best ISP in the WW.
In the whole wide world.
In the whole wide web.
In the whole wide web.
No, not... Oh, the web. Yeah. You saw Spider-Man last night. And
I'm still kind of webbing out.
I still like kind of... Spider-Man. Spider-Man's very handsome. If Spider-Man was choosing an ISP, you know what?
He'd go with...
Big Pipe. They have this amazing thing where you can prioritize what you want your internet data to be focusing on so you can give a bigger percentage of the share to, for instance, video streaming.
Yeah.
That means...
So if you're downloading something, you're like, I'm going to put that as a low priority.
Yeah.
If you're like, mum's emailing, low priority.
But if you're like, I gotta watch the latest episode of The Handmaid's Tale right now.
That's your top priority.
Big Pipe will be like, we will provide watch away to this grim dystopian drama. So,
thanks, Big Pipe.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm sorry, mum. It's not a phase.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to the male gaze.
Hey. Gay.
Hey. Gay. Okay.
Do you remember we used to say K? Okay.
K. That's my mum's, that was for a long time my mum's like main text.
Same.
She was like, K, full stop.
Yeah, I know. You're like, wow.
Nowadays, the thing that my mum texts me the most, under the end of every single sentence, is the geek emoji, like the emoji with the glasses. And the buck teeth. So
my
cute.
My mum always does the kiss.
Oh, that's cute.
Parents. Love emojis.
They love
just like,
emojis.
I can't get a hold of it. I can't get enough of this. And then they're just like, they just think it's random. It's like, just put a random sticker on.
But they also like, they pick two. Like they don't every time the search for the emoji to express himself.
And a man with glasses on. That's my favorite emoji.
Oh, like
the one with
one.
Glasses on, because it's always like, I've got a secret or something like that. That's usually my interpretation of it.
Ooh.
Like, you didn't tell me about this wonderful news. And then I'd like just send back the emoji with just the glasses.
Nice.
Like, I've been keeping that under my bonnet.
Oh, I like the dragon because I'm year of the dragon. I don't know if I've talked about that enough with you, but I'm year of the dragon.
That's a perfect emoji for you.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, feeling confident today, dragon.
Hey, you ready for this fact of the gay?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Straight into it.
So Beyonce.
Love her. There's a hot take.
She had her twins.
Yes.
We know that.
Rumi and Sir.
But she had them with a... Anyway, he's a guy, so it's pretty straight.
Yeah. So it's not, gay it up a not, bit, yeah, yeah.
Well, she then finally... In fact, it was a wonderful experience. We were all at work, and we're having like quite an important meeting, and Eli was like, oh, my God, everyone, Beyonce has released images of her and her babies. And we were like, everyone just like... It's like, just drop what you're doing. But the photo is...
Phenomenal.
Like transcendent.
She looks great.
She looks incredible.
She put some sassy emojis on the end of it, like emojis for every single member of her family. It was really cute.
She did, and the prey and the heart.
Yeah.
But she's wearing this incredible dress, this kind of like flowy sort of purpley floral.
It's got all sort of pieces as well. It's got like one whole piece.
Yeah, it's sort of like an exotic swimsuit almost.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't swim in because you would definitely get tangled and drown.
You get caught in some coral.
Like, stuck at my cape, stuck on coral. And they're like, you shouldn't swim in a cape.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's designed by a notable queer designer, Palomo Spain. And I've been actually seeing a few of their like walks, their like walkthroughs of their lookbooks. And it's like always like these men are like of like all different races, basically. And like in these glorious kind of dresses with enormous hats and kind of puffy sleeves and stuff.
Ooh.
Should definitely check it out. But they've kind of been making a lot of like traction. You'd like notice them on like queer websites all the time, just being like Paloma Spain's latest looks, and everyone's kind of fizzing over them. They're just like really camp, so gorgeous, and like almost kind of like taking us back to like sort of Edwardian men, like how they used to wear sort of like, you could kind of get away with sort of wearing like a sort of dress maybe and a long cape.
I'm
something.
Constantly thinking men should be more Edwardian.
Edwardian in fashion and not an attitude.
Not an attitude.
But yeah, it's kind of incredible that sort of considering that everyone's sort of looking at Beyonce,
yeah,
and this photo is going to have a lot of attention, so and this, then she's kind of picked this, like, I think this is Paloma Spain's second, they've done like two seasons, so they're a new designer as well, so it's massive, really.
She's quite good at handpicking new things, though. I saw like a playlist that she made. She's like, here's just a playlist, and then we're all artists like just starting out, like quite... She seeks things out.
Well, she's a mum. She wants to help people out. You know, she wants to develop new talent.
So wait, that dress that she is wearing, is it designed to be worn by
a
man?
There's like photos of that dress worn by like a model, and that model's male.
Well, would you wear a dress
like that? Fuck yeah. I was looking at it before, and I was looking through those lookbooks, and I was like, if I ever went to the Oscars, I presume it's the Oscars, but it could be the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
I was like, I would definitely wear a look like this if I could afford it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like 100%. You just set the tone right. Like, there's the bar. Because the looks you can't deny are like gorgeous and like faultless.
Yeah.
And they're just, it's just about like how, they're very like feminine as well. Like, sort of.
Without being like drag.
They're essentially like ball gowns. Like, yeah. they do look like big ball, like, or like with massive hats and stuff. But they just, it just works. It just makes complete sense to me.
You know what I wear to the Oscars? That outfit that Celine Dion wore recently, the big white brim hat, the white long trench, and the white boot cut pants.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
So yeah, definitely worth checking that out. Paloma Spain's the designer. You can see them on Instagram, and they're just like, their looks are so good.
Also on the subject of,
you're already probably all know this, all the listeners, but they're like, yes, Chris, we know, we're better than you. Catch up.
Also, did you know Target this week released? They've started advertising. It hasn't come out yet, but it's the first gender non-binary clothing line for kids. It's made by a Swedish company, and the photos are just like, all the different items are on children of any...
It'd probably be the first line from like a major distributor such as like Target.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's like bespoke... I mean, like, if you think about like babies' garments, they're just like...
That's true.
They're just... Like, remember like christening gowns?
Yes.
And they're so regal and kind of these long white dresses your baby in.
That'd be a good party theme.
Oh my god, christening.
Your christening gown.
Come in your christening gear. It's sort of strange because it's like enforcing a very like kind of religious...
That's true.
..perspective on a party, but I'd still be down to wear a white dress.
I don't think like Catholic people would want like fully grown men to turn up to anything in a christening gown either. So
no,
it's
you're
kind
right.
of like, you know, fuck
it's like,
you.
Fuck you, the Pope.
Fuck you, religion.
Take this, Pope.
This week.
But that's like, so it's so interesting that you're bringing that up.
Sorry.
Though, because... Like, this whole gender-neutral, gender-non-binary conversation has been, like, up again.
Yeah.
Because, was it Vogue? Was it Vogue?
It was Vogue. On the cover, Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid. And they're like, gender fluid, is it trending?
This gender fluid couple. I was like, no.
They're not gender fluid. They're just wearing...
And it's, if you look at the looks, it's like, they're just in fucking paisley. And it's just Gigi in... A dying Keating suit
that fits her perfectly.
I was like, put fucking Zayn in a dress.
Yeah,
that's what I want to see.
Excuse me, Vogue. Put Zayn in a dress.
Oh, it's stupid.
Hashtag put Zayn.
Korean Vogue did it with Jaden Smith.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good look.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm so confused by that whole thing.
I would say that Zayn Malik is, I mean, no offense, I don't know him personally, I don't know this man, but I would say he's probably one of the least gender-fluid people on the planet.
Any member of One Direction, the all-boy band.
Oh, no, Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah, he's got that, like, his strange looks. Can we talk about his strange looks with his, like, new rebrand? And he's like, I'm basically Bowie, you guys. And he's sort of, like, wearing pink suits. And I was like, I don't know if you are. I'm really excited to see Dunkirk, though.
Yes. Oh, he's only in one shot in the trailer, though.
I know.
Keeping him from us.
Yeah. Maybe he's just like barely in it, and they're just kind of using it.
And then Christopher Nolan, right, the director, was in an interview, and he said he didn't know how famous Harry Styles was.
Shut up.
You can't be that absent from the world that you don't know that Harry Styles.
I don't even listen to music. I just read books.
I just focus on my movies.
I just paint and just like look up. I don't even have a phone. Yeah. It's like, shut up, Christopher Nolan.
You made Batman. Yeah.
How can you not know about pop culture if you made Batman?
You spent 9 years of your life making Batman. Like you know who One Direction is.
Yeah. Suck my dick, Christopher.
That is the official opinion of this podcast, is suck our dicks, Chris Nolan. We'll be going to see
Dunkirk.
He's our
number one enemy now.
He is. No, you know who our number one enemy is?
Who?
One person has rated this podcast one star on iTunes.
I know, I saw that.
And whoever that is, we've put out a hit on you.
I bet you it's Alice Sneddon from Bonus on
the Line. Yeah, I bet it is. I bet it is.
She'll never listen to us with drag as much as we want.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say one more thing, which is
please.
That...
there's been a lot of noises this episode. Like,
yeah. I was like, I think my iPod Nano is glitching.
If you were listening to this on an iPod Nano, I have nothing but the utmost respect for you. That is beautiful. The color is... I got my ex-girlfriend an iPod Nano for our one-year anniversary. It's purple.
I remember that.
It was when the colors first came out.
Yeah.
And people were floored.
Do you remember the noise that the old iPods used to make with the spinning wheel? It's like... It was like kind of, you could kind of feel it, sort of a thick noise.
I loved that part of it.
But yeah, I was going to say Zara also, they released like this gender neutral clothing line.
Mm.
And everyone was just like, fuck you, Zara, because it was just like gray t-shirts and jeans. And they're like, it's gender neutral. It's like, no, it's just basics.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was just the other
thing. Kmart released a gender neutral line 10 years ago and they still make the same. You know, not, yeah. I just mean those like, gray trademarks that everyone owns.
I love Kmart.
I was there this weekend.
I was there this weekend too.
I bought a balance.
I love balances so much. I feel like
I've never owned one before.
Yeah, they're touch and go. I think it depends on your bed.
Yeah.
But I love a good balance.
It blends. It's almost the same color as the new rug that I also bought. God, I've had a bloody DIY week.
Yeah, what is this? Who are you? Suzanne Rapall in changing rooms?
I call it DIY that I bought.
You decorated.
Do it myself. I shopped by myself and then I put it on the
ground. Rolled the rug out. okay, I've got a new segment for this podcast.
Okay, great.
Queen of the episode.
Oh, thank you.
Not you. We are going to crown a queen for each episode. Well, I've just decided.
That's beautiful.
It might just be this episode or it could be future episodes.
No, I think this should be every episode. It hasn't happened yet, so I don't know the
can
success
I have a trumpet fanfare, please?
Burr, 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 burr.
And enough. That almost sounded like the last post. Paris Hilton is my queen for this week.
Oh my goodness. She's back.
She's back, baby. Well, yeah, she's always going to be around.
She's rich as hell.
She's stinking rich. I don't know. She's just been back in my timeline recently. I kind of forgotten about her. Anyway, she tweeted like maybe a week ago being like, I'm proud to announce the launch of my 23rd perfume fragrance.
What?
23 perfumes is just so many perfumes. It's called Rosé Rush, I think.
Oh, yeah, that Rosé sounds
Rush.
Lovely.
It's like, she wants you to smell like a rosé.
Oh, I want to smell like a rosé.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's... roses are a nice thing to smell off. I don't know if wine is ever, like, a good thing to smell like.
Yeah, when you spill wine on your pants or whatever, and then the next...
You're like, oh, I'm such a sour mess.
Do you ever, like, wear some clothes, like, out on a night, and then you, like... Because I don't wash my jeans very often. But
no,
like,
I never wash my jeans.
I'll put them on after, and they smell like cigarettes, and a full bottle of beer was spilled down them.
My pants constantly smell like sauce and ketchup, because I'm always eating, like, a sausage roll and, like, putting sauce all over my pants.
Yeah, every time I wash my pants, I'm like, serves me right for washing this. Of course, I was going to spill this whole curry on them.
This just constantly stains on my clothes. But anyway, Paris Hilton, she's also bringing out a new album.
She's got a new single coming out.
She's going to remake her classic song.
Okay, iconic thing that happened last week, and now I've realized it was all part of a teaser campaign, but she just tweeted out the lyrics of the chorus of Stars Are Blind. Last week, nothing about it. She just wrote, even though the stars are crazy, even though the lines are crazy, even though the stars are blind, yada, 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 I'll make you mine. She just tweeted that with music emojis.
She's like, Lord. Lord does that.
Yeah. And
imagine
then,
if she bit Lord and like
the Grammys.
That'd be so...
Grammy album of the year is Paris Hilton.
We need
Lord,
to back
Kendrick
her
Lamar.
Hard. Her just her branding so tight. It's just like, I'm a princess. And so she just was like pink and tiaras. Like,
yeah,
who has the gall to wear a tiara around? Should we bring those back? I
would love to wear. I was talking about the girl from Tomorrow in the Neverending Story recently. You know how she has a beautiful like tiara around her head?
Yes,
I would love that look.
Forehead tiara.
But anyway, there's a 2017 version of Stars Are Blind coming out, as well as her new single.
It's terrific news.
She's almost got a perfume for every day of the goddamn month.
Totally.
Imagine if you owned all 23.
Like, if she makes 28, then we could have, like, the month of Paris.
February is the month. You have to buy 28 perfumes.
For 1 month. It was like, you fucking stink. Can you leave? You smell of 16 different perfumes today. I can't handle it.
Okay, it's interesting that we're talking about Paris Hilton, because what I was thinking we could talk about today is music videos.
And are we MTV or what? MTV? More like... Oh, God, I don't know where I was going with that.
More like Munted.
I backed out.
Like Munted TV, because they don't even play... Have you noticed how they don't even play music on MTV anymore?
Yeah, it's mashed up, mate.
It's Munted.
It's Munted. I have like a... I do like music videos. I watch like a lot of
Same.
Music videos.
I love watching them on the day of release.
I often won't listen to the single when it drops and I'll wait for the music video to come out.
Yeah.
Which is always a fun way to do it. I wish they were sooner. Sometimes it's like weeks.
Yeah. It also adds to them excitement. Like I remember when the video for Bad Blood came out.
Uh-huh.
We all watched it at work, crowded all around. And just the buzz of the moment made me go like, this is amazing. And then later on I watched it back and I was like, that was fucking terrible. But
is that with Lena Dunham, wasn't it?
Lena Dunham's in it.
Have you seen the video where she's like, I think she's doing it live, like the Bad Blood girls are like on stage together and it's like Taylor and all her models and then Lena Dunham, who's just so much shorter. I know. She's like trying to really own it, but you can see she fucking hates it.
Lena Dunham's dog is the hottest drama, I think, of 2017. Have you read the story?
No, I haven't, but I've heard about it.
Oh my gosh. She has a dog, which is over 4 years. His name is Lambie. Lambie? Yeah. Or spout Lambie, anyway. And then she wrote this really sad note about how she had to give him up because he had his previous owners were like abusive and he had an aggressive personality. It was too much for her to handle. And then the shelter which she had adopted the dog from was like, there's no way she could know anything about the previous owners. We don't even keep that information. Apparently, because Lena Dunham said the previous three owners were all abusive or something. And then the shelter was like, we only keep the data of the person who gave it to us. No one could know what the previous few owners were, and they also were like savage on her. They were like, I know. My favorite thing was that they were like, if the dog was so aggressive, how come you were bringing it to the green room of every interview you did 4 years ago when girls were still relevant? Oh,
oh,
oh, but
they took her to the pound. You just got pounded.
Nah. Wee, wee, wee. That's not what a pound.
Do you remember like pound dogs or? No, that's not what it was called.
No.
I feel like there was like a TV show about dogs that like lived in the pound.
Yes. I mean, that's
People
sad.
Are screaming the title as they listen to this now, but...
What a sad like idea for
I
want to
say
anyway.
Hush Puppies, but those are shoes.
Yeah, they are. They're very ugly shoes.
Hey, I had a great pair of Hush Puppies.
Really? I didn't know they made men's shoes.
Very comfortable.
A dog's never in the... Like, a dog is never in the pound for long enough to make a whole series about it. Like, eventually they'll be put down, those dogs.
No. Yeah.
So sorry, but that's the truth. We want to talk about gay moments in music videos.
Whoop.
Is that cool with you?
Yeah, I'm down with it. Sorry, my pocket vibrated as you said that.
Oh.
It's my family Snapchat. God, it's always going off.
Your family are the most modern family.
We Snapchat is our only way of communicating.
Wow.
And it's always just like, got a coffee, gone for a walk.
I love that your parents have a shared Facebook account as well.
Nick and Gay Parker, yes.
Nick and Gay Parker.
It's just like one.
Anytime you get added by one of those, it's like, who's Nick and Gay? And yep. Where is what?
Their first name is Nick and Gay, and then their last name is Parker, which is just fabulous.
I love it. So the first music video that I remember, right, with a gay moment, and I remember this because it was in the news because it got moved. They could only play it after primetime. They were not allowed to play it during primetime hours.
Hanson. Doobop. No.
No, it meant doobop?
Doobop. Dude bop. Dude bop?
I love that song, dude bop.
Shood bop. Shoo pop.
Flu shot.
Hey, you just hit a parody in the mic. Flu shot. Got to get my flu shot. Gonna get my flu shot.
I don't want to get flu. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It was Christina Aguilera. They were beautiful.
Oh.
Beautiful song.
Is this out of her Dirty phase?
Yeah, it was the first single after Dirty. It was the second single from that album, which is called Stripped.
I had a cousin who like looked like Christina Aguilera, and she like transitioned through all of Christina Aguilera's looks. Like, whoa. She just like constantly based. She even got that like piercing
up there. My sister has that, and you can squirt beer out of it.
That's
And also,
cool.
You don't know, if you're listening, we're pointing it just above your lip, in between your lip and your nose.
Where it kind of looks like a mole, but it's also like the piercing, yeah.
Yeah. In the beautiful video, she's got that kind of like, she's got like really disgusting hair, like she's blonde, but with
black
dress underneath that.
So gross.
So good. And she's wearing kind of like a very tight singlet, but then loose jeans underneath that.
She wearing like chaps.
No, that's in the dirty.
Oh, yeah. Right, sorry.
But this whole era is great because it's also Fighter, which is such a good one.
Oh.
Girl can sing, eh?
And The Voice Within was also from the same album. Huge album. Just before the end.
I reckon she was just constantly fueled by not being as popular as Britney, but knowing she had more talent.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very controversial opinion, but I'm going to say it.
She definitely had more
She's
talent.
She's definitely got way more talent than Britney Spears.
Every person listening to this knows that.
I mean, Britney Spears now is iconic.
Yeah, and Christina now is...
They're kind of the Judy Garland and Ethel Merman of our time.
Yeah. I would love to see every single interaction they've ever had as a supercar.
Mm-hmm.
Like them backstage.
Mm-hmm.
How I reckon...
I would like to see like a serious reenactment drama. Like a...
Like Feud.
Yes.
That was...
That is what I want.
The gayest thing you've ever done. And I'm so happy to be here with them. Yes.
Yes. That is what I want.
I love, because Christina, surely she must still be pissed about the VMAs when Madonna kissed Britney and then also kissed Christina in the same number. They were all three of them doing Like a Virgin, but it's only the Britney Madonna kiss that people care
remember.
About. In Beautiful, there was it kept cutting back to different stories. There was like an anorexic storyline, there's like a depressed storyline, and then there was like two guys kissing. By a subway train, I think, and people kept staring at them.
Oh, it's like, leave them alone.
And the lyrics were just like, no, you're beautiful in every single way, so just like, don't let words bring you down.
Literally almost cried when you said that.
Well, I wasn't directing that at you, I was just recapping song lyrics.
No, I mean like, yeah. No one's ever called me beautiful before. No, I was like thinking about that in gesture, that's so
you,
great.
What do you mean? You mean every single way? I don't even think. Anyway, they wouldn't play that. So they used to play a cut down version.
Motherfuckers.
So when it first came out, they used to play it at prime time and it was like normal. And then later on, they just cut the gay kissing out of it. But they kept like these horrific bits of like an anorexic girl like looking at much more dangerous thing to see. Like anorexic girl like... Ugh.
Bloody anyway. Hell. My mum, I got the Venga Boys CD when I was younger.
I know exactly what you're going to talk about.
And the cover, the internal slip. The internal slip, is that what you'd call it? The CD sleeve? The artwork page?
Yes.
Whatever you want to call it.
The artwork page.
The booklet. The lyric book sheet.
Little bookie.
Had like lots of images of animals fucking each other on it.
I know this.
My mother confiscated that from me. She was like, no bloody way, not in this house. And so she took it out and then just like wrote Chris's CD on the clear case. And I was like, you've destroyed this moment for me. I've like never forgotten it.
I get this because I was like... good Christian boy.
Mm-hmm.
I glued it shut so that I wouldn't be able to look at it.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. That is the worst.
But you know what CD
booklet? Like, not for me.
Not for me.
I don't want any ideas of these animals having sex.
But you know what CD booklet I did not glue shut, which I was way more informative of who I am now, is the Blink-182 booklet. For Enema of the States. It's called Enema of the States. It's like a sexy nurse who's pulling, that's on the cover, she's pulling a glove on. And then inside the leaflet, there's a huge queue of men in underwear queuing up for their enemas. It's called Enema of the State. And some of them are pretty hot, I guess, looking back on it. And I looked back on it recently when I was moving house and I was going through all my CDs and I was like, oh, this one. Then I pulled out the leaflet and I just like stared at it again for ages and I was like, I spent so long, and I knew,
It should be your Twitter cover banner.
That's true, I should.
You're welcome. I remember that tattoo video, you know, where they're like crying on the...
All the things she said, all the things she said. It's raining. They're in prison, aren't they? Or schoolgirls.
They're schoolgirls
in prison.
And they're like being separated or something. I was very confused and intrigued by the whole music video.
Same.
I was like... what's going on? What is this relationship? I thought they were sisters.
And that was just how those
sisters. Are they sisters?
Kissed. No.
They're lovers.
Yeah. No, well, they were marketed as lovers, but they were straight as hell.
Do you know the story of Tattoo? Because I need to know it.
Okay, so they were like 14 or 16 or whatever. That's why they look so young, because they are so young.
Yeah.
They released all the things you said. Then they also released a cover of that song, which is the theme song for The Craft, the Smith song. That was great. I really liked that. But anyway, all the things she said, that was the big publicity push. Designed in Russia. As you know, is not a particularly pro-gay country.
Are they Russian?
They're Russian.
Bloody hell.
Call the world on the back of that
single. How are they now?
Well, they got back together, I think. not that long ago and tried to do some more songs. But since then, they were like, we are straight. They were like, we're, and we're out of the way. And it turns out one of them is also not just straight, also massive homophobe.
No. Yeah. Oh, it's like a Heavenly Creatures kind of thing.
It really is.
Again, I would really like a reenacted kind of like feud type drama based on the Tattoo Girls.
Same. I would like to know that full story. You hear that, TV producers? Make it.
Make it happen. I don't want to have to do anything involved, but I want to watch it.
You know what's such a hugely iconic gay music video as well is George Michael Outside, which was after he got outed, after being arrested for trying to hook up in a bathroom. Then he released a song called Outside, which is all about having sex outside. And in it, there's like sexy men dressed as cops. And then there's like rotating urinals and stuff. Like, it's just like really on the nose. It's great.
My favorite one is Freddie Mercury's Break Free.
Yes.
Such a good music video. He's dressed as this like kind of like domestic, like very domestic housewife with like a wig vacuuming, but he's sort of still got his mustache.
Yeah.
And it all just kind of, it's very kind of like oppressed, and then it kind of lets itself rip. And it's super, super camp and super, super gay. A really inspirational music video for moi.
It's great that it's like kind of that suburban housewife vibe, but subverting that completely.
Yes.
The notions of gender at all. Great video. I also found a new Rihanna song called Te Amo, which I didn't even know about. And I, as you know, I'm a flipping big Rihanna fan.
Yeah.
A song called Te Amo, which is all about being in love with a woman. And it's got a very sexy video.
I feel like Rihanna's like everyone's reference point for like the ultimate piece, like the ultimate taste, like the ultimate goal. It's we're all trying to be a bit more like Rihanna, I reckon.
It's because she exudes, I think, the most confidence of anyone in the entire world.
Yeah.
She owns everything. She does.
Because I feel like even Beyonce might be like, what is Rihanna doing? You know what I mean? Mm. Like, that sort of seems to be where it's going. Cool, I'll sort of follow Rihanna's path on that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like maybe Rihanna can see into the future.
I wouldn't be surprised if she has superpower of some sort.
Where do they find her? What's her, like, origin story?
From Barbados.
Yeah. And she was, like, featured in, like, a song, and then it was like, actually, you're a mega star.
Honda Replay was the only one. And then also, If It's Loving That You Want. Da, 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 da.
She's fantastic.
But then it was Umbrella, which was rejected by Britney Spears.
Britney, and then you keep doing this, to yourself. And then you're doing it to us?
Because you know another song she rejected? Telephone by Lady Gaga.
Who? Britney.
Britney rejected that. Britney's demos are online. It's like, Britney, think for a moment.
Before you act.
Did you know Lady Gaga also said that Stars Are Blind by Paris Hilton is one of the greatest records ever?
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's so great.
Isn't that good? What do you think of the video for Macklemore, Same Love?
Oh my gosh. When I first heard that song, I didn't really know who Macklemore was. I wasn't paying attention. I was doing a Christopher Nolan on the whole thing. Just staying unplugged.
I didn't even know he's famous.
I took my plug out and I was like, this is a very emotional, beautiful song. And then I just like grew to despise Macklemore slowly and slowly over time.
Yeah.
But the music video is nice.
It's quite lovely.
It's quite lovely.
And I felt like it quite represented just the mood of taking your gay boyfriend into your family's house for like lunch or lunch or dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yuck.
Do you have like a list of like gay music videos or something?
Yeah, there's some here. Demi Lovato, Really Don't Care. I don't really know that was gay.
Oh.
She's
played around a little bit, I reckon.
Well, Cool for the Summer. That's about having a lesbian affair over
God,
the summer.
Demi gets it, eh? I feel like she's just like, she knows how to be sad with us and how to be like lost and then how to be empowered and then how to be confident.
And how to fuck up.
Yeah.
And then own it.
And then own it, exactly.
And how to hate Taylor Swift.
Yeah. She and Katie how to hate Taylor Swift.
Here's an iconic one. Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. Have you seen that video?
No.
Oh, it's a goodie.
Is that?
So she is all played like kind of like teen, which is so weird. So it's like the ultimate teen song, right? But also Carly Rae Jepsen, I'm pretty sure she was like 28 when Call Me Maybe came out. She's very old.
How old is Carly Rae Jepsen?
No, she's like early 30s.
Really?
Either late 20s or early 30s.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she looks great.
She looks stunning.
She also sort of stars like she's sort of in my mind, she's like dresses like she got from JJ's.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I think it's her fringe. Like she has like a jagged haircut.
She still does her hair like it's 2003 for sure.
She does. But I used to smash JJ's. It was like my main stomping ground.
Yeah.
And I used to pride myself. I was like, listen, you haven't seen someone shop until you've seen me in JJ's.
I think you took me to JJ's one time.
I was like, I'll show you how to do it. And then I was like, these 2 for $30. Get two of those. And I was like, we all got novelty t-shirts. And I was like, what you're looking for is just something understated from JJ's. Oh, God. If only I could hear myself talk back then.
Well, you get the same kind of like v-neck cut shirt.
Oh, my God. So many v-necks. I've just like completely repelled from v-neck ever since.
Yeah, I don't think that could look good. Oh, no, I saw a good one the other day.
Really?
Someone's doing kind of like a white v-neck tucked into jeans.
Oh, yeah, very like Armani. Yeah.
Kylie Rae Jepsen in the video for Call Me Maybe, she's like at home running a diary or whatever, and she's lusting after the boy next door. He's like shirtless mowing the lawn, basically. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, he kisses the boy, and it's sick, and he's really cut.
Wow.
He's fully like...
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, yeah, it's great.
I mean, I guess Katy Perry's like kissed a girl's kind of gay. I haven't seen the music video for that.
I don't remember what it is. You know what? No, I feel like I haven't. I feel like she doesn't even kiss a girl or even get close to it.
Does she? How do you feel about Katy Perry at the moment? Get real with me. Could you just be real for once?
Yeah. I'm about to really open up here. Katy Perry. There's a story this week that she's not going to pay drag queens that she was getting to be in her new music video for Swish Swish.
Blurg.
But then it came out that maybe she is. But also maybe Valentina's in it. I don't know.
Is the video for Swish Swish not out yet?
No, there's only a lyric video. There's not a real video.
Huh? Huh? Diha.
But also, the song's already over, so I don't even...
That's why just do it sooner, for God's sake.
It feels like everything that she has tried to do was kind of like fine, but then it was also like over so quickly. Change the rhythm, over. Bon Appetit, it's over already.
Yes.
Swish Swish is already over. We've already all forgotten about that live stream. The look is terrible.
Yeah. It was, her hair was great when it was a little bit longer. She had that blonde bob. She performed
Change of Rhythm at the Grammys.
And she's like, it's political. And we're like, you know, we can see.
We can see it's political. It's about, there's like the thinnest metaphor.
It's like, I built a wall. Hmm? Any kind of wall reminds you of a wall, maybe?
Any walls on the media at the moment?
I'd agree. She's kind of driving me nuts, to be honest.
I was all for it as well. When she was on Carpool Karaoke... My favorite show. Just kidding. When she was on it, and she just like talked openly about the Taylor thing for the first time.
Yeah.
First time either of them have named each other. And I was like, she's on this. This is beautiful. This is her moment. She's going to take this. And then, nah, I think she's fucked up and Taylor's winning again.
Really? Yeah, Taylor's not doing anything.
No, all she's
just living
this
in
year,
her fucking ugly house.
No, but she released that one video of her with curls, and everyone's been like, She's letting her curls go out.
She's down to her authentic roots. Is Sam Smith going to release new music?
Yeah, he is.
That's like, I've seen a photo of him recently and I was like, oh yes, Sam Smith. Maybe he's like, I'm going to do an Adele. And we're like, no, you won't. Do we like Sam Smith?
No.
Is that that fucking Oscar fuck up, eh?
That Oscar thing really fucked me off. And also just like his music's boring.
You say a baby. Yeah, my mum listens to it so much.
It's my music.
It is mum music.
Okay, another big gay video coming up. Lady Gaga, Alejandro.
Oh, yes.
Which, okay.
Lady Gaga, anything Lady Gaga.
They're all gay. But Alejandro is like, man, it's like a weird kind of like Nazi-ish prison of like boys shirtless and leather shorts. In the concert, did you go see the Born This Way ball?
I wish I did.
There was a bit where...
She was driving me nuts at that point.
Yeah.
Because she was like, I'm an artist. And I was like, I don't know.
I saw her the night where she got a pole dropped on her head. It was traumatic.
Oh,
there was poor Alejandro. All the male dancers were just like, shirts off. Like, she was like lying back on like a... I feel like, man, I'm making this up. She was like on a chaise lounge. And then they were all around each other. They were like full on. The men were like rubbing every part of each other. Like...
I love it. It's the first
time I got a boner in Victor Arena.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not afraid to admit.
Have you had one since?
That I had a... I've never had a boner since. No. That was it for me. Nothing's been hot.
One boner and it was at Victor Arena. What seat was it? Because maybe some lucky listener could go sit in that seat.
It was NN965.
I was just thinking about that Kylie's video where she's lying on the pool.
Come on and dance with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that all men around her? Or is that women as well?
No, it's a woman as well, but there's definitely like men, I think, hooking up in it.
Yeah, it's so sexy.
And also, I remember there was,
that music video is so great. Kylie was just like everywhere in my kind of like when I was around 10 years old. I felt like she's just like so prominent.
Those videos were like drenched in sex. The one where she's in the white kind of silk
hood it's thing,
like just covering her nipples.
Yeah, she's a sexy beast. But now she's kind of like giggly and cute, like she sort of shifted it quite a bit.
Yeah, now she's kind of like, I love living in London, it's so cool. I'm an icon. She'll be queen for a week one of these days, so she'll do something good. Although she's never properly spoken out about marriage equality.
That was like, so amazing when Reese was talking about that, eh?
Yeah.
That's a real shame. Don't you reckon?
I do reckon. Mm. The slow video, I remember being people gossiping about it at high school, being like, if you look closely, some of those people in a key. K-E-D.
N-E-C-T-E-D.
Naked.
Nectarine.
Some of those people are nectarine. It's the nectarines and togs in their video.
Bring back the nectarine, I reckon. I feel like the peach is so prominent. It's like, it's a butt. I'm like, yeah, but what's a nectarine?
And it's just kind of like a tighter butt with thinner skin.
Thinner skin is so gross. And that makes me think of like an old grandma who's like, oh, my skin's so thin.
I'm really into kind of like thin-skinned guys at the moment.
Just like you say something, they get really offended.
They just cry.
A lot
right
of thick-skinned bloke. Yeah. That's a good sum up on music. What are we? Coca-Cola RTR?
Yeah,
someone
I think
call
so.
Erica Tocca because...
Tacos. Erica Taco.
I can never pronounce her name. Erica Tocca.
Erica Ruckus.
Erica... Yeah, good. Truck hurts.
Truck hurts? Did you say truck hurts?
Truck hurts. Truck hurts.
That's a good drag name. Erica Truck Hurts.
I've been like compiling a list of drag names on my phone.
Good.
My latest favorite is Patchouli Andrews.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that sweet? They're all quite cute. Like domestic and kind of old. It makes me sort of think that if I did drag, like I'd sort of be channeling sort of like a mum in her 50s.
Oh, yeah.
But they've often got a lot of strength.
I think I'd like to be like kind of a Nigella. I'd like to be Nigella.
Nigella Lawson.
Or Nifella.
Nifella Awesome.
Nifella Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. No. I don't think any drag queen's ever gone with like awesome.
Awesome Nigella.
When I think of awesome, I think of those like McDonald's goosh balls that used to hit. They'd be like, excellent, excellent.
They were awesome. Rugby themed, eh?
Yeah, Super 12.
You could
12.
Buy the like Chiefs.
The only time I've ever been into rugby.
Same, I had heaps
about
of those.
From Sonny Bill Williams. I don't know, he's Public Enemy, but I'd
let him shoulder barge right into my butt.
we don't recommend that at all.
Never go shoulder first.
You've got to warm up to the shoulder.
And on that, but if you haven't tried shoulder play,
oh, you've got to give it a go. It's amazing.
So try shoulder play. This has been the Male Gaze.
Thanks so much for listening. And thank you, bigpipe.co.nz, for sponsoring another sterling episode of the Male Gaze. Your internet service is sterling as well.
Mm.
Sterling silver.
Great gold.
Your internet is platinum.
Your internet is brilliant bronze.
Peace out.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.